Hi, everybody. I'm Emily, a nervous compulsive overeater. thank you so much for encouraging me to be of service today. I am a perfectionist as well as a compulsive overeater. So I purposefully didn't spend a whole lot of time trying to plan out what I wanted to talk to you guys about today in the hopes that my higher power could kind of guide me to say what I need to say. So what I'm going to do is share what it was like for me, what happened, and what continues to happen for me in program, and how my life has changed, and how gratitude has played a part in that, and how it continues to be something that I need to practice. I'll qualify first. I came into program in 2012. In January, because I needed to go wedding dress shopping and it was an emergency. and I didn't lose any weight before my wedding. In fact, I can go ahead and show you. This was me on my wedding day. And let's see here. I've got a good other one here. And let's see, well, here it is. I think this is it. Nope, never mind. That was one on my honeymoon, but we'll go ahead and skip it. It was just a few days later, and I assure you there was no major weight loss between the 3 days. So I'm down about 80, 85 pounds from my top weight, and it did not all come off at once. So I remember in the literature, and just, you know, through hearing other people share that this disease of compulsive overeating is a disease of more, and it's a disease of not enough. And for me, it definitely started very young for me, the idea of what is enough. And there was a hole inside of me. And I remember spending my childhood looking for what I could use, what was at my disposal to fill that hole. And, you know, I don't have a lot of emotional resources as a kid, and food was a readily available plug for that hole. And so my compulsive eating started young. I'm thinking between 8 and 10, and, you know, continued on into early adulthood, and then, you know, into my 30s. I remember how not enough affected my relationships. I really struggled to build lasting relationships with other women. I struggled to build lasting relationships with men as well. I got into really inappropriate relationships with men because it made me feel like I was enough, even for a very short period of time. You know, I ended up in situations which were probably dangerous, you know, and made not great decisions, despite being an incredibly intelligent and resourceful person. I was a complete numbnuts when it came to relationships because that hole inside of me was so great and endless, you know, that I needed anything and everything to fill it up. I remember being in the car with my husband after, he wasn't my husband at the time, we'd gone out on a date and it was a Friday night. And he was so tired from work that while we were at dinner, he put his head against the wall in the booth and kind of fell asleep. And I was so offended. I was so upset and so hurt because if you really loved me, you would make me feel loved and wanted and appreciated. And you wouldn't fall asleep while you were on a date with me because that's not what you do. And that's just a little taste of how disordered my relationships were and how much I relied on other people and outside validation to feel anywhere near good enough. And it was a very short-lived satisfaction. I always needed more, always needed more. I asked way too much of the people in my life. And I was a compulsive overeater. I was miserable. And I came to program at a point in my life when I had known program existed for several years. Someone had mentioned it to me, and it was something I kind of saved as a last resort. And So I forgot to set my own dang timer. Look at that. Oh, well. I came to program and I found a meeting, and going to a meeting was familiar for me because I went to those other weight loss programs that were a meeting a week. And so I just substituted one meeting for another. And that's pretty much what I did. Didn't really pick up any of the tools, didn't really work the steps, didn't really understand the power behind the steps and the traditions until I had my son. He was born in 2015. So 3 years into program for me, I had gained a ton of weight. I had a baby. I lost a little bit of weight after having given birth. And then my weight started to pick back up. I wasn't a good enough mom. I wasn't a good enough wife. My job wasn't good enough, you know, all of the things. I was in a lot of pain, and my availability changed because I had a baby, and I started going to the Saturday morning meeting in Sacramento, which is a step and tradition meeting, and really got exposed to the meat and potatoes of 12 step. And, it was there that I, suffered for a little while longer, and then, picked up a new sponsor and began working the program in earnest.
Emily, and, you have a little bit, less than 10 minutes now. Sorry. Okay.
Thank you. So I want to talk about what gratitude looks like for me now, and the idea of being a grateful compulsive overeater. I hear people talk about all the time, and I'm so glad that Mary read this, where it says practicing the program has given us many gifts. Gifts that we wouldn't trade for the quick and easy solutions to our compulsive overeating many of us once sought in every new diet. And boy, if that's not the truth for me. And I have so many people in my life that continue to struggle in their lives, may or may not be compulsive overeaters or addicts of another nature. And every time I watch that, I find myself in deep, physical, palpable gratitude for the suffering that led me to these rooms. I have an amazing relationship with my husband now. It's not perfect by any means, but this program has taught me to take him where he is, 110%. Sometimes it's more like 51%, but usually don't slip into the 40s. That's a problem. But I have a job. I work in wealth management. And I tell you that because when you're a person that struggles with not enough and not having enough, and you're in the field of helping other people get more all the time, it's a challenge for me. I often find myself wanting more, needing more recognition, needing more money, needing more of my fair share, needing to move up the ladder, and finding myself at odds with the values behind what I do and how I do it. But what this program has done for me is given me a set of values that I can use no matter what, no matter what the job is that I'm doing. I have principles and values that I can live by, and it doesn't always come easily, you know? And so I find that my morning rituals of prayer and meditation and reading really help me go into my workday and be of service and ask God to build with me and do with me as he will. Sometimes that means, you know, not getting the recognition, not getting that huge pay raise, not getting the, you know, my slice of the pie. And it's hard for me to find words to express the gratitude that I feel for this program, because I feel like it's something that once you've experienced it, you know it. It's a lived experience for sure. And so I'm at a loss for words. When I first started working with my current sponsor, I was experiencing some pretty extreme anxiety. And I remember her telling me one day that when I start feeling like I'm taking a turn towards the dump, that I need to stop and write out a list of things that I'm grateful for. And I know when it's gratitude, stupid. I didn't want to do it. And in the beginning, it was really challenging for me. It felt very false, very phony. And, you know, I didn't do it all the time and I didn't do it regularly. And I got to tell you that gratitude comes with willingness to be grateful, kind of like happiness. It's something that we practice or something that I practice. I have a willingness to be happy or a willingness to be grateful. And so things, it gets easier to make a list of things that I'm grateful for as I'm more willing to experience the feeling of gratitude instead of always focusing on what I don't have enough of, or what I'm not enough of. And in this world of interconnectedness and social media and status and consumerism and all of the things, I find myself constantly wanting to rate myself against my peers, against my mommy friends, against my gym buddies. You know, there's a ton of pressure. And what this program has given me is a chance to pause and have gratitude that I get to choose whether or not I participate in that. And so many of my colleagues, my friends, don't really feel like they have a choice. And it's not easy for them. And they worry about getting together with their friends and what they're going to wear or how they're going to look or whether their house is going to be nice enough to host whatever shindig. And what this program gives me is the choice to actively reject that and have gratitude. And I don't know that I can't even imagine what it would be like to live life without the tools and the people that I have in this program. And so when I hear people say I'm a grateful compulsive overeater, when I was new to the program, I was like, you know, quit being so fucking smug, right? But you know what? It's true. And I was reading this morning in the blue, The Voices of Recovery. And it says, it's from the 12 and 12 on page 85. With practice, it becomes easier. I'm going to skip around here a little bit. Persistence has been the key. I've gone through periods of pain, discouragement, and boredom while practicing the program. I've heard people in the room say the only way out is through and keep on keeping on. With practice, my abstinence has become easier and cleaner. With practice, working the steps has become easier and clearer. Things have become lighter and brighter with patience. The true beauty of my life has emerged and I've contacted my soul. And that is just an amazing, you know, 6-sentence description of what this program has done for me. And I'll tell you today, I'm the one that has to leave a little bit early because I have to travel a couple hours to go to a baby shower for a girlfriend of mine. And I tell you that because a place that gratitude has really showed up for me lately is, you know, we struggled with infertility for years and I had my son and then we struggled with infertility for many years after that. And then we waited to adopt for several years. And it's been a real place in my life that I've struggled to find gratitude and not also, you know, feel resentment. And this January, we decided that it was probably time for us to regroup and move forward. And I didn't think I was ever going to be able to get to a place where I could do that and be grateful for what I have. And you know, if I didn't have this program and the people that I have in this program to support me, as well as, you know, the people in my life that aren't, I think that I would be in misery and I wouldn't be able to go to this baby shower today and not feel, you know, resentment and pain. And you know what? There's still times when those things crop up, but I'm also, you know, what this program gives me is the balance, I guess, and the ability to also say, but, you know, look at the blessings that I do have and the gratitude without any sort of tongue in cheek, without any sort of fingers crossed behind my back. And I can't tell you exactly how that happened. It's just because I'm working the steps and the traditions, and because I'm willing to ask and for guidance and willing to do things differently. And, gratitude is really what sets me apart from the Me Before program. Because before program, it was always about what could I get to fill myself up so that I could feel better, you know, whether it was eating, shopping, attention from the opposite sex, accolades at work, any of those things. And now with gratitude, it's like acknowledging that there isn't a hole anymore that needs to be filled, and that instead I can work from the position that I am whole, and that what true humility is an acceptance that I am whole and that I can be grateful. And that even though there are times when I still want to be in judgment, I have equally or maybe more so, you know, moments when I can be at peace and serenity, you know, that I am enough. And I have my license plate even says it. It says E-M-E-N-U-F-F, M enough. And at first I did that to kind of encourage myself. And now I feel pretty confident about owning it. And there are times when people will say, what does that mean? And I just want to be like, shut up. But I'm enough and I will be enough. And I'm just so grateful for the people that I've met and that God has given me the opportunity to change my life, and that I don't have to struggle anymore. And that even though maybe I haven't done a really great job today of explaining exactly how I got where I am, I can just encourage everybody to keep fucking going, because persistence is what's gotten me here. And the knowledge that it can get better if I continue to believe that it can get better, and an openness to doing new things and hearing new things and trying new things is the only thing that's brought me any sort of recovery. And so I just wanted to say thank you so much for letting me share today.